We have now taken full control of your radio. Right channel, fasten your seatbelt and get ready to be taken into a whole new dimension. Get ready for the Grease Man Show on 94 WISP Philadelphia.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, this makes sense. Finally. Finally, they're getting with the 90s. Look at this. Disney World wants to be more real life. So now they've got a new attraction. It's called Hard Luck Land. First you fall in love, and then you get your first Dear John letter. Then you get a draft notice. Then you fall behind on your new car payments. Then you learn that your brother-in-law and his five kids are coming to spend their vacation with you. And then you learn that your father is putting the stones to your aunt. I like it. Hard luck, Larry. It's the Grease Man Show, and we're coming out swinging back. I'm ready for action. Let me tell you what, then. No matter how many times I've fallen, look at me, standing up proudly and boldly. Yeah, man. It feels good, doesn't it? It's Friday. It's golly gee, oh my day. Time to shriek, my armpits reek. It's Friday. The weekend's here and we'll have a can of beer. We'll relax, hallelujah, and take off our slacks. Hallelujah, and sit around the house in our rotten underwear. Hallelujah. Let's have a little celebration. Come on, weak shot. I know I'm going to be partying, I tell you what. Ba-da-ba-la-la-bamba. Ba-da-ba-la-la-bamba. Se necesita una poca de grasa. Una poca de gracia. Batija. I guess this is the 90s. I walked into a gay salsa bar the other day. Yeah man. And the group playing was the Gay Caballeros. And they sang a different version of this song. Which I couldn't believe, but I remembered. And I will now sing for you now. Let me get the right lilt to my voice. Para entrar los Bombay. Necesita una poca de grasa. Una poca de grasa pa' mi patija. Arriba y arriba. Ay, arriba y arriba. Por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré. Yo no soy Bombay's, Bombay's.
Apestoso.
Put the flamenco guitar up here a second. Look at it. I'm playing the git box with the hydraulic. Is this something? Look at this. Oh. Thank God for the nodules. like it.
It's the all-new Greaseman Show.
I think we're just going to spend a weekend in drunken revelry. I think it's, I'm going to have, maybe I'll authorize myself to have maybe one, maybe two bone dries. Everybody says, Grease, do you play golf? Maybe I should take it up. I've played a little bit, but I had a bad experience, you know, and you think once you have one of those horrible things, hey, it's so nice, you know, you're outdoors, you have the beautiful sun on your back. And I went to the Ladies Open one time, and it was kind of nice. TV cams everywhere. And I'm standing there on the sideline, I'm drinking a 16-ounce beer, watching Nancy Lopez tee off. Well, I'm about halfway down the fairway. The ball, and it's a pretty good shot, and the crowd is... Well, wouldn't you know, the ball comes running right for me. It hits my shoe, rolls underneath my pants, up my leg, and lodges in my underwear. And the judges are like, "You, sir, hold still! Did that ball roll up your leg?" I said, "Yeah. I think it's in my underwear." He said, "Don't move. The only person allowed to touch the ball by PGA rules is the person that hit it. Therefore, when Nancy Lopez comes here, we'll get a towel and hold it up so the crowd can't see, but you'll have to drop trowel and let Nancy grab the ball." Well, the thought of me standing there naked in front of Nancy Lopez got me so nervous, I started flexing my tuchus cheeks, and wouldn't you know, I ended up sucking the ball into the bomb base. Worst case of white cap in the world I'd ever seen. You can just barely read Uniflight number 2. Sticking out. So, here comes Nancy Lopez. They're holding up towels, shielding me from the crowd. She's like, "Hey, where's my ball?" I said, "I'm sorry there, Miss Lopez, but you're about to play the hardest trap you ever played in your life."
Quick, somebody call his shrink. The medication is wearing off. It's the one and only Greaseman Show.
All right, it was hideous. Hideous. Let me grab the blower. My number's 1-800-544-9294. Hi, it's Grease. Where are you calling from?
L.A.
L.A., man. You're with me, buddy. You're with me.
You're out here now, huh?
Yes, I'm here. Sitting here with my tochas planted on the Naugahyde, love and life.
Oh, man. Listen, I heard this guy call yesterday. He said he was a lawyer.
Yeah?
And he's talking about... I guess, I don't know, a client or something that he was...
He was very attracted to his client, yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering, something like, you know, something similar, although I am not a lawyer, something similar happened to me, and I just thought it was kind of weird.
What happened, sir?
Well, you know, it was when I was driving the airport limo.
Yeah?
And this fare didn't have enough money to make it. And, you know, I guess it kind of put me in a similar situation. But
I don't think you'd go to jail if you took a snarling instead of payment for a fare.
Yeah, I know. I understand it's different if you're a lawyer, but it was just.
And did you take that? Did you barter out the fare?
Well, yeah, I did hesitate, but I guess the flesh is weak, and I broke.
And she was sweet.
I guess you could say that. Yeah,
she was not sweet. You just figured any port in the storm.
Well, maybe so. I don't know. It was one of these things where I guess she was drunk and she had come back from Puerto Rico or something, and who knows.
Spent all her money at the gaming tables?
Could be.
And where'd you drop her off, at her house?
Yeah, I did. It was a condo, actually.
And you sent her in there?
Well, yeah, and she didn't want to broach it. I never would have. I was ready to walk away, you know. And she didn't want to broach it, so...
So what'd you take? A little,
I think it was a little bit of everything. It was like the dim sum. So that guy, it kind of reminded me of it. And
Do you ever drive by there and toot the horn outside of the condo and say, hey?
Yeah, right. I guess I should. But
you're still driving
the... I guess other drivers that told me other stories like that, but that was the only time it happened to me.
You still driving the airport limo?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am.
Jeez, I'll look for yours if I'm ever low on change.
Yeah, I could take you by your house, as a matter of fact. I don't want to plug. Do you want me to plug the name of the?
No, that's all right. You don't want to do that, buddy.
You know the worst part about it was.
What's that?
There were people waiting outside at the time. You know, like, I had a run with about three. I guess there were three others, and I went inside. And, like, these people were honking the horn and everything, and I thought they were going to drive away with the van at first.
Oh, I see. You went inside to collect. This was not in the van.
Yeah, like I said, No. And it was all very much unexpected. And then. These people were honking the horn and, came on out of there and stuff like that. And so I felt almost worse for them than anything else.
They're sitting there with their bags after a five-hour flight. Now they got to sit 15 minutes and somebody's...
All these people had come back from overseas flights and they were not happy.
Come on! Let's go! We just flew in from Dusseldorf! Meanwhile, the driver's inside. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Exactly. So, I thought you just might appreciate that story. But, as a matter of fact, I didn't get one tip from any of those people.
I don't blame. You know, that's why.
I don't blame them. Yeah.
I'm
a pretty good driver.
I never take those. I flew to Tampa one time, and the guy said, "Hey, you know what? Don't spend the money on a cab. Get that bus."
Yeah.
And so I got the bus, and I was the last person they dropped off. And there were three or four people in front of me. And one person couldn't remember the exact address she was going to. So we drove down every street. I was tempted just to open the door and kick her out.
Yeah.
Throw her bag out and say, "Driver, drive on. I can't stand this. I don't care if it costs $150 for a cab and 2 cents for that bus. I'll never take that damn bus again."
You know, you're right. It's cheap chance for transportation. It takes forever. Sometimes you can walk there fast.
I mean, you're stopping here. The people don't know what address. You got the drivers going inside getting snarlings. I mean, my God. How long are you going to live? Pay the extra $20. Take a cab.
Well, from listening to you, it sounds like you've done a lot of things. Have you ever driven a cab?
Oh, yeah, man. I drove a cab. Started out in West Virginia. As a matter of fact, just appear, more at ease with the locals, I'd drive and I'd say, "I'm a West Virginia guy, a West Virginia boy. West Virginia is my pride and joy. West Virginia's good enough for me." And I say, "Badly, I'm a West Virginia guy with a twinkle in my eye. West Virginia's good enough for me. West Virginia's good enough for me." Well, someone come up with the bright idea that West Virginia needs to have a symphony orchestra. Be like all them big places that have symphony orchestra. Do all them classic. So they organize one. They get all the fiddle players, the bass players, clarinet, oboes. Both them people never even seen them instruments before. Oboes. Guy was playing it upside down from blowing in the big end until someone said, no, you're blowing it in the little end. Finally, the conductor got everybody semi-organized and checked out on their instruments. And he organized a bunch of rehearsals. Because they were having a big concert last Friday of the month. Announcing the debut. All new West Virginia Symphony Orchestra. Come one, come all. Well, probably had his damn hillbillies were missing the rehearsal. I missed last week. Had to get my bib overalls out of the cleaning. Damn, couldn't do it. El Camino broke down. Missed it. So you might say the turnout at rehearsals was spotty at best. Well, here it is. The Monday before the Friday of the performance. It's the last rehearsal. And the conductor's getting ready to start it. He says, "Oh, by the way, before we start this rehearsal, I'd like to take off my hat to the first violinist. He's been at all the practices. And I can't say that about any one of the rest of y'all. The first violinist has been at every practice. And I'd just like to say thank you." The first violinist stands up and says, "Well, I figured it was the least I could do since I don't believe I'm going to be able to make the performance."
The Greaseman Show.